With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The prohibition of marijuana isn't working, says Albuquerque Democratic Representative Antonio Mo Maestas. He was a co-sponsor of the bill in the last legislative session that would have legalized the drug for recreational use. The bill morphed into a different bill in a compromise with Republicans. They wanted a ban on homegrown marijuana and a scheme to have it sold exclusively by the state, like liquor is in some states. The bill passed the House but never made it to the Senate Finance Committee nor the Senate floor.
What's unfortunate about a bill prior to the attempt at a compromise with Senate Republicans, the House didn't debate the technical attributes of the bill, but rather prior prejudices kicked in and you were either for legalization or against it. So next year, hopefully we can dive into the weeds on the bill and make sure that it's rolled out responsibly, because I'm confident we will legalize cannabis next year.
In fact, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said she will put a legalization bill on the call in the next session, meaning she'll add it to the list of measures she wants passed. Since pot was legalized in California, black market sales have not waned. But Maesta says supporters are confident they can snuff out black market sales in New Mexico through a competitive tax rate of about 25%.
Correct. We didn't necessarily talk about it, but we anticipated it. And so the taxing of cannabis is much higher than other commodities, but it's not so high that it creates this underground market. You know, the whole point of undoing prohibition is to do away with the underground market. So we think the tax is appropriate. It's not too high, but yet it's more than other commodities. And if we get it right, we can eliminate the underground market and have the producers, you know, benefit from their investments on cannabis.
With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.